Okay. Welcome again, guys, and welcome to our second edition of Tetanati on Sevenza Live. I hope you guys listened to our first podcast, and if you didn't, you can always go back and you'll find our first podcast there. But today I just want us to focus on entrepreneurship. I have amazing guests here. I have young people that have created their own businesses, and they are out here making their mark on the world, and I hope that you guys have a moment to listen to them and actually take some few pointers, because with this podcast we just aim, as Sevenza Live, we aim at inspiring and motivating the youth, you know what I mean? Because we all have ambitions, we all have dreams, we all have aspirations, we all have places that we want to go, you know what I mean? So this is that podcast for you. If you are listening, we just want to empower and inspire your ambition, you know what I mean? Okay, sharp, yeah. So today in the studio I have Koketso and I have Sipe Sihle. These guys are entrepreneurs and they are young people who are out here doing their thing, and they're out here like trying to inspire us, and they're trying to motivate us into doing what it is that we have to do in order for us to make it in this specific age or day and age in South Africa. So without, like, I don't want to talk too much right now because I talked too much on the last episode, so I'm just gonna pass it on to you guys. So Sipe Sihle, I'm gonna start from you. Please intro yourself and just give us a brief description of who you are and what it is that you do, and from you we're gonna go to Koketso.
Okay, thank you for having me here. My name is Sipe Sihle Losi. I like to call myself Losi. I am the managing director for iLosi Events Management.
Okay.
I am 26 years of age.
Yeah.
I was born.
You're still young, Mos.
Not really.
You're still young. Nah, you're still young.
Nah.
Continue.
Nah, fam.
yeah, continue.
I am from a small town called Grahamstown in the Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
And I've been in Joburg since 2015.
Yeah.
I own a company called iLosi Events, which is a service business that provides high quality ushers, hostesses, barmen, waiters, and we now doing more coordinating and events management.
Okay.
We mainly focus on events like corporate functions, weddings for corporate clients and business owners only.
Okay.
And the company is 100% black owned, female black owned.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. Okay.
And also it's 100% youth employees as well.
Wonderful.
What I mean by youth is under 30. So everybody that works for the company is under 30, and 97% of the people that work for the company are females.
Okay.
So I'm all about the empowerment.
90 what?
Females.
How many?
97%.
So you're not trying to employ guys, man.
You know what?
I feel like men are okay. Men, yes. Are what? Men are what? Come
men
on.
Men are good by themselves.
Oh, okay. So you're not trying to employ guys. Okay, and when did you start this business?
The business was registered in 2013.
Okay.
However, I started operating fully end of 2016.
Okay.
Until
okay.
Now, yes.
Okay, cool. Okay. Koketso, so tell us about yourself, bro.
Koketso Machila, 24, going on 25.
Yeah.
From the East Rand. And I developed an app, a mobile app called Taxi Cab SA.
Yeah.
I registered it, well, I actually built it under the company that I registered in 2016 called Integral Holdings. But then I decided, you know what, let me separate the two. And I registered it recently.
What was the company?
Integral Holdings.
What was that about?
It was about a whole lot of things that
what
I wanted
is
to
it?
Integrate. You know, but then, because the thing is, I wanted to add a whole lot of things under that company, you know, like property and other ventures that I'm interested in. But then I decided doing digital things, let me separate it. So I registered a TCSA app company recently, like less than a month ago.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's when, because the app has been launched, it was launched on the 6th of May. So it's still relatively very new, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically what the app is about.
Mm.
It's an interactive taxi rank directory. So basically it gives you taxi ranks of in South Africa.
Yeah.
That has a whole lot of destinations and exactly where to find.
In South Africa or Johannesburg?
South Africa.
As a whole.
Yes.
So mina ngakithi wena a taxi rank angakithi.
But yeah. South Africa, yeah? Cuz taxi yeah. KBC, but now it's still growing. So right now I only have taxi ranks in Gauteng and Western Cape.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Oh,
so it's still growing, abo. That's why I said South Africa for now, cuz I mean Mozambique, Nigeria and all these countries have similar transport systems.
Okay, and it's gonna go and there. When did taxi cab SA start mainly?
The idea?
No. The entire product. Like, when did you bring the product to the people? Because you can have the idea 2 years back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I want to know when it's actually started, or when did people start getting the app?
On the 6th of May this year.
Oh,
it's only
okay.
It's been a month and how many days? 14. Yeah.
Okay. But can I tell you something, bro?
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of people who know about your product, yo. Like, there's a lot. Like, everyone that I've asked about this, they've been like, okay, I've actually heard about this.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I'm just saying this to you, Woody. Like, whatever you're doing,
you're
on the proper track. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before we continue, I want to start with you, bruh. So, like, I want to know, Woody, you've explained what Taxi Cab SA is, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I want to know, Woody, what inspired you to start this app?
Inconvenience. I hate Siraz. I hate not knowing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, especially when you go to places like, you know, your home affairs, not knowing which line to go, what to do and what. So I hate being inconvenienced.
Yeah.
So taxis, I hated the fact that I had to ask. Hore, no, man. The taxis that go to Midrand, which line, which taxi rank, you know? So
a Brio, MTN. I've that situation. I've went
so
to,
now okay, it's yeah. just. That excess of information was just not there. So that's
yeah.
where I saw the void and the gap to be like, you know what? Let me put this out there to help okay. somebody. Especially people who come from like other places, like maybe your students from True. Cape Town come True. To UJ and whatever. They don't True. Know how to get from Bram to, you know, Auckland Park.
KZN,
or, yeah,
like,
everywhere on the
I can
country.
Relate to that, bro. You like. Know? Okay.
And even the safety aspect of it, because now yeah. females be out here asking for directions, they give them wrong directions, or they end up in dangerous situations because yeah. of not knowing where to go exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But initially, it was an inconvenience, especially
So what inspired you is lack of information.
Yeah.
Basically. So you yeah. wanted someone on the side to not have the same...
experience that I have had.
Inexperience that you've had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Super Sihle Sthandwa, I want to know, Guti, so your business, ne?
Oh.
It offers ushers,
hostesses, barmen, waiters, and now events coordinators so, and administration.
So yeah. basically, the key staff that you need when you are having an event, ain't it?
Yes.
So that's what your business
offers.
Your front
offers. Face people.
Mm. The people that run the business, that's who we see, Tina. When we're at an event, that's
yes.
the people that influence us from going to be like on Facebook, which we are checking in right now.
Well, you can say so.
But those are the main people, though, because if the barman is rude to me,
yes.
if I check in, I'm like, yes. yo, but this barman is so rude to me, like, I don't care about this guy, I don't care about this event. So basically, that's who you offer.
Would say well, I do offer the barman, but the type of events that we work at, they're
yeah.
not, you know, your entertainment parties and so forth. They're very
yeah.
corporate, they're very, you know, weddings. So if you check in, it's not like a check in, hey yo, I'm chilling with, you know, it's more
some
of,
live Instagram.
It's more of checking in on a registration platform
okay.
and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so what I wanna know from you now. I want to know, Guti, what are the pros and cons when it comes to owning such a business?
You know what? It goes way back when I was an employee for a similar company like mine back in Cape Town.
Yeah.
I used to do a whole lot of events. Literally, I would run all the wine farms in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
And
Emma, so are you from Cape Town?
No, I'm not from Cape Town. I'm from the Eastern Cape, Grahamstown. I didn't mention
Oh,
that
yeah,
area.
You did. You did. My bad.
So, but I schooled in Cape Town, like varsity.
Oh, okay. Stuff. Okay. That's where I was like, okay.
Okay. So cool. When I work, when I worked at this company, you know, I used to do a whole lot of managing and recruiting people and, you know, like students back, like in Cape Town. Sorry to mention a lot of Cape Town, but, when I was a student, you know, we always wanted to work. We always wanted to, you know, look for ways to make extra cash so that we can, you know, party and do all sorts of things that we do as students back then.
Yeah.
So, when I left the company, I still had people that I used to work with that will still call me, WhatsApp me, BBM me and say, Losi, please hook us up. I need a job. I need that. So I saw that as an opportunity to start my own thing. But yeah. I didn't know basically how to be an entrepreneur back then, because there is a lot of challenges. There's a lot of things that you need to deal with.
Yeah.
I think mainly is just to... What I've been fighting, fighting myself, is put your feelings basically out of your business, you know?
Okay.
I think as much as I have the communicating skills or communication skills with the people, I had the following, I know how to, the leadership skills. But also to say, for instance, one of my employees upsets me or does something, you know, I can't deal with it in a sense where Losi back outside the business would deal with. Do you get what I mean?
Okay, so there's a lot that takes.
And because this is a management, so I have about 50 people that actually work for the company.
Oh, damn.
So having to deal with... No.
Give me. Come on. Yes.
People, like, these are different people, you know, you know, different cultures, you know, so it's very challenging and it's very, you know, it needs a lot, it's a lot of more self, I guess, discipline before you can, you know, discipline other people.
Yeah.
I think people can also see right through how, I guess, you are. And they won't give you the respect that you should have because you're the boss or you're the leader if you don't respect yourself. So hence the company was registered in 2013, but I started working on it end of 2016 because there was a lot that I needed to do, within me before I can start working for the company.
Okay.
But there is a lot of challenges. I mean, it's day to day. You know, it's not something that you say, oh, okay, cool. I've studied this. I've studied business. This is what I need to do. And I'm up and going. So you have to constantly, be working on yourself, be working on your product, on the services that I offer, the people, how to improve, because also the people that we are competing with in the industry that we're going for.
You are in, yeah.
There are companies that have been established for a very long time. So it's a bit, it is difficult, but it is what it is. And I think it's tougher. So.
Okay. With you, Nan, like you said, Wuti, when you were still in Cape Town, you had the skills, but you were not really mainly an entrepreneur.
Yes.
At that time.
Yes.
But I wanna ask you, Wuti, what is it? Or what events in your life, where did you grow? Or what is it that made you realize, Utio, I can actually do this. I'm an entrepreneur and I can actually hire like 50 people in one company. What is it that made you realize, Utio, I'm an entrepreneur?
Okay. I don't think it's something that you just see now, but in the long run. So what actually happened was when I left the company, apparently they lost a lot of business, especially in the wine farms, because I used to coordinate a lot of weddings and celebrations and the corporate events that used to happen in all these venues that we used to go to.
Yeah.
And when I left the company, everything just all went down, you know.
South, yeah.
But I didn't realize it then. I realized it when I still had the following, you know, because I was sort of like the main person to call if you need a job at this company.
Oh, okay.
When they still called me, I was like, plug, but guys, basically. I'm also unemployed.
You
Why
are the
you still
plug.
Calling me? Do you,
you
know
the
what
plug.
I mean?
Yeah.
So that's when I was like, Maybe I can, but when I did register, it was still, okay, what do I do then? Do you get what I mean? Because you can register a business, but you still need to get clients, you still need to do certain things. So it's not just, you know, okay, cool, I've got this. There's still a whole lot that you have to do in order to make the company running and have it sustaining itself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, no, that's proper. Okay. I feel like we've been talking to Sipe, bruh, like Lucy for a minute now. So I want us to go back to you, Koketso, bruh. I want to know, Guti, you are basically dealing with public transport, ain't it?
Yeah.
So that's taxis in and around Cape Town. Oh, no, I almost said Cape Town. In and around Joburg, and you said the Western Cape or Eastern Cape?
Western Cape.
Western Cape. Yeah. So I want to know, Guti, from there, like these two provinces, are the taxi associations in those places aware of your business? And are they actually supportive? And are they recognizing what you do? And are they actually lending you a hand in terms of, you know, how like what you're doing is basically giving information to him and them and her and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Are they forthcoming in terms of lending you a hand or giving you the proper or the needed assistance in terms of or in their side?
Yeah.
Are they aware of what you're doing, and what is it that they think of what it is that you bring to the table?
I'm in the process of that. I do have the big guys, the SANTACO, the South African National Taxi Council of South Africa.
Yeah.
They know about me.
Okay.
I've been setting up meetings. It's just nothing has been like set in stone.
Concrete.
You know? Yeah. But they know about me. They are supportive. When I go and collect this data from the taxi ranks or the chairpersons that are dealing with those associations, they are supportive, because when you go to a driver, Or the marshal or whoever, it takes a while for them to understand, because now they think I'm a competitor. They think maybe I'm
trying to mention names, but I explain, no, that's not what it is. In fact, I'm actually kind of
marketing for them, because now you didn't know that you could get a taxi Kopri that goes to Kore City. Now you know.
True stuff, actually.
You see, so things like that. So once I explain it to them, this is what I'm doing. I'm helping the community get this information on how to get to places using taxis. That's when they start being, oh, okay, no, you know, it's good. If you need things or you need information, no, talk to me. Nobody will bother you. Things like that, you know. So they are supportive once I explain what I'm all about. But like I said, it's still new. So not everyone is aware of it. It's only it's just a select few. I'm still in the process of getting these meetings. I mean, I've been trying to get contact. Like I'm saying, 2016 was when I started it, and I've always wanted this help from them, but they would always, like, they weren't sure, and you know, I would always get run around, and you know, they would give me excuses and things. So I was like, you know, let me leave the project entirely. Because it would have been out by, it would have been 2 years now it's out.
Oh, okay. But
because of these constraints and these people trying to, you know, I was like, no, let me leave it.
But people pushing you back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I decided, you know what, I'm not going to wait for them. Rather, let me put it out there, I'll deal with whatever comes my way once it's there.
Okay.
You know, they can't stop me while it's already there, you know.
Yeah,
if
true,
they do,
true.
Then it's a loss for them in a way, you know.
True.
So, yeah, they are supporting.
Okay. Okay, mm-hmm. And you said, how old are you, bro? You never told us how old you 24. Are,
24.
Relax.
No, I did.
Oh, you said you're 24.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm turning 25.
And that person, I'm apart, I'm like, relax.
I'm turning 25 in like, what is it now, June? In like 3-4 months, I'll be turning 25, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you are 24 and you have this product that aims to give information to someone. Yeah, but me, I came to Joburg, Park Station, I didn't know what's okay. The taxi that I needed to take, cause where I had like a roof on top of my head was in Springs. I didn't even know what I have to take that taxi in MTN.
MTN.
Yeah, Wanderers. It was actually Wanderers. Yeah, it was Wanderers. So it's either Wanderers or MTN. I've forgotten also. I've been here for so long. But so when you wanna implement this to someone who who's not, let's say I'm coming from KZN this year. I just finished my matric. Mm-hmm. And I wanna like study AAUJ. You got what I mean? So I don't know what it takes the AA Oakland Park or Kingsway or Soweto campus or whatever the situation might be. Mm. I don't know where. So when your product is mainly there to show you it's okay. If you're trying to go to APK, take that taxi at this taxi rank.
Yeah. But it's not just them, you know? I mean, even starting a new job, you know, you can be living in Joburg for the longest time, but now...
Point taken.
Yeah, you know, and you've been traveling to Auckland Park or whatever. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you got a job in Randburg. How do you get to Randburg? You've never been there before by taxi. So that's where the app comes in. You know?
Okay.
Or even if you're a tourist, I mean, you know, and you want the South African experience using taxis instead
Joburg
of,
experience.
You know? Yeah.
You know, okay.
Yeah.
And with that, which areas or which gases are supporting you right now? Because you were like, you have to go to each and every taxi marshal or each and every rank, and you have to talk to these guys with, yo, I'm not the competition. Mm. I'm basically trying to expand your business in a sense. Yo, with, if someone wants to come here, they don't need to get lost to get to you.
Yeah.
You got what I mean? So, umageza.
No.
You're trying to help out the Makeza, sang it.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, Guti. So, which areas are supporting your movement or which areas are in support? Because I've seen on social media, Taxi Cab SA, I've seen people wearing the protective safety gear that has Taxi Cab SA written there.
Yeah.
You got what I mean? Yeah. So, which areas are doing that for you? Spreading the word, which areas are supporting you or your movement?
It's mainly people who are affiliated with me, people who know me, you know, people who helped me through the journey, you know, and they spread it with their people. So it's a peer-to-peer type thing. So I can say it's everywhere the app has information on. So you'll see there's Soweto, there's Katlehong, there's the East Rand, the North, the South, the West, it's everywhere.
You have the entire Joburg.
Yes, Gauteng.
But who is supporting you?
In terms of
spreading the word. Again, I said, there's people I've seen on the Taxi Cab SA page on Facebook. There's people who are wearing the safety gear.
That is us.
That's you.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that?
It's
that's what I want to know. Where is it? Who are allowing your people to be there with the taxi cab SA?
It's all the taxi ranks I've been to. All of them. Because
what taxi ranks are those?
Yo, man, there's a lot of taxi ranks.
Mention like three.
North, Bree, Cliptown, Katlehong, Fosloras, Germiston, Alberton. Man, it's endless. There's a lot on the app. I mean, even Cape Town, you know, there's a guy in Cape Town who's quite a Philip. You know, he shared it. Yeah, he shared it.
He's a Philip.
And he was, cause he saw the interview I did on some other radio station and he shared it. He shared pictures and I saw how everybody was sharing and it got like 700 and something shares.
Okay,
and even on Twitter, retweets were like 600 and something. So I was like, you know, people, in KZN were saying, no man, you need to add more of KZN content. You need to add, hey, I'm in Limpopo and I'm looking for taxis, you know. So people know about it. People are aware. People are supportive, you know, wherever I've been.
Okay.
Nobody comes to me at the taxi rank and tells me, no, what are you doing? No, we don't want you to tell people about our taxi rank. It doesn't make sense, you know, because people need to know. You want people to come to the taxi rank, you know, so everywhere I've been, they are supportive.
Okay. You know? Okay, I'm tired of you, bruh. Like, you've been talking for a minute. I'm actually irritated by your voice. Sipe. You said, Guti, you offer services, right?
Yes.
You have people that are under you.
Uh-huh.
You have people that you've hired. It's okay. So let's say we have a gig in Murphy's Gerald Square. Or there's a gig that we've been hired for in Murphy's Gerald. This is me, like, just prophesizing, yabo.
Okay.
So we have a gig at Mary Fitzgerald, yabo. Mm-hmm. So we have 50 people in our company and we need like 60 people or 70 people. So, and then you get those 70 people. But now I want to understand, Uthi, in order to, let's say you get that, gig, yabo. I want to know, Uthi, what are the challenges that you face when you own a specific type of business like that? You know what I mean? I'm your client. Yes. I have a gig at Mary Fitzgerald, and I'm just like, yo, I call you up. I'm like, Sipe,
yes,
or Losi, I have this gig at Mary Fitzgerald, and mm-hmm, I need so and so people.
Yes.
What are the challenges that you have to go through when you own a specific type of business? Or maybe you come to me and you're like, I saw that you have this gig,
yes,
here. You got what I mean? So you have this gig at Mary Fitzgerald. I want to do, or I want to provide stuff for you.
Mm-hmm.
What are the challenges that you go through in terms of your clients, in terms of the people when you have your client, when you are there? What are the challenges that you face,
okay,
with your type of business or your line of business?
Okay. Well, there's a lot. I think because I am dealing with the youth, so there's going to, yeah, be a lot of challenges that
of
I'm going to face with.
Of course.
Sometimes I feel like I have to be a mother. But before you even start working for the company, you attend a training where you get told about, you know, the clients that you're going to deal with, the type of events that you need, that you're going to be working at, the type of dressing, you know, how you need to conduct yourself and so forth and so forth.
Yeah.
So say for instance, we have an event in Mulder's Drift at 5 o'clock in the morning,
yeah,
or 6 o'clock in the morning. That means everyone needs to be on site at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, bear in mind, everyone that works for the company comes all around Joburg. Some, I had one girl that stays in Krugersdorp or Kruger, wherever.
Yeah, Krugersdorp.
I don't know if it's,
yeah,
still in Joburg or whatever.
It's not.
But, there's a lot that I need to, you know, think about. I normally do like a call time, which is an hour before or 2 hours
fresh
before,
dope,
you know,
dope,
call time,
dope,
because also I can't get to the client, be like, ah, well, so and so is coming late or five people short or whatever.
Yeah.
I do offer transportation to my staff because I understand not everyone can get, say, to Pretoria at, you know, at that time. And also,
yeah,
considering not a lot of people drive. So I need to think about public transport. But what's nice about Johannesburg is that there's a lot of security companies. So there's a lot of security guards that start work at 5 o'clock. So taxis, I think they start at 3 or 3:30, depending where you are situated in Johannesburg.
Okay.
So I know about that. I understand,
okay,
about that. It's more of the confidence that I need to have now on the people that I'm booking, because I can book you because maybe you are a hard worker, you more stronger than, you know, him and all of that stuff. However, when it comes to time,
yeah,
you know, you're always late. You always, you know.
I know.
So time management.
Time, don't look at me like time, that, yo. Yeah,
time management is, I think it's number
it's
one rule when
important
you're doing events. Because also,
he was late. You were late.
Wait. So time management, because also,
yeah,
you need to think about this. This is a, some of the events that we do, it's a one lifetime whatever,
true,
event, like,
true,
it's a wedding,
true,
so if you guys are late, it's not like there's going to be another wedding,
yeah,
next week, you know.
Yep,
it's not like,
yep,
we can reschedule
today
and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So I think I understood what I'm getting myself into.
Okay, fresh. Dope.
Some of my clients, they do call me a slave driver or yeah, loss is too much.
You
know,
are bossy.
Because, not bossy, more like leadership. Because at the end of,
okay,
the day, I mean, you need to understand,
yeah,
there's someone else that wants this opportunity, but,
yeah,
they don't have it. Yet you are just, you know, you're not being on time. Do you know what I mean? So
I get you
need to think
you
about that. And,
yeah,
once you understand that, I'm good to go. So,
okay,
I deal a lot with like challenges with the time. Like I said, transportation, I do offer transportation, but I do have, say, drop-off points. Say we finish work around 1 o'clock or 2 a.m., depending, you know. Sometimes events, they go until whenever they feel like going home. Do you get what I mean? I would, you know, drop people off, say,
So you are hands on basically. You are very there.
I run.
So it's not a case of okay, my people are gonna be there at six and you are also there to
I also need to double check and make sure, because at the end of the day I can't dump my responsibilities to, you know, people, unless you are a team leader or you were briefed, okay, I'm not gonna be at that event, or I'm somewhere in Durban or I'm in Cape Town, then I do schedule to make sure whoever that's going to be conducting that event and team and then lead the team at the specific time, they need to make sure, obviously the trays, if we're doing waitressing, the trays are, you know, incomplete, the aprons, the lighters, the corkscrews, the all of those things that we need.
Yeah,
so there's
the
a lot of that
basically.
And the clients, I mean, obviously if you deal with clients that are have been in the business for a very long time, they don't want you to be like, I might not have this, I might not. You just listen to the brief, try and take the brief,
Okay. And when your challenges, what challenges have you went through when you're trying to get your word out there, or like trying to make people aware of what it is that you are doing?
I would say my challenges, because it's still young, you know, it's still new. So the challenges I've faced recently, it's just having to explain what it's about, basically. Once I tell people that everybody's on board, you know, I don't want to say that I don't have any challenges. They are, but they just, it's like,
what are those challenges though?
Like maybe the timing, you know, the timing of getting the information, because I'm physically going to these taxi ranks, you know. So moving from taxi rank to another, these people are also working, and I need to speak to the chairman or the leading marshal at that taxi rank. And if he's busy, then I need to wait, or I need to come the next day or whatever. So the timing, making sure that there is somebody there to help me. But otherwise, I don't have major challenges at the moment, you know.
Okay.
I would say the biggest one, though, that I don't want to really say it's a challenge, it's just something that I'm trying to attain, is funding, you know?
Yeah.
It's funding to further the app, so I can get more information at other places and whatever. But
okay, cool.
It's not really something that's challenging me right now.
So, Emma, at the present moment, who is it that's helping you with funding?
Nah, it's all...
Because you are a youngin', bro. You are a youngin', so... Mm. You don't really have the capital to dollar anything.
Yeah, well, I have money saved from my other projects.
You're trying. So I want to know, who is it that is helping you get your product out there at this specific moment? Because I can tell Vuti, I'm also a youngin', so I have a business of my own, you know what I mean? And there's no one out there who's supporting me, so it's like, I want to know for you. I also have like young monies on the side. It can only take me so far though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I want to know from you, Guti, who is it that's supporting you, bro?
Friends and family.
Ah, that's dope.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. That's dope. That's
and
dope.
Hopefully, Lossy Events Management.
I
saw that.
Thank you.
Hopefully, you know, like anyone that sees that, you know what, partnership could work out, you know.
Because
another thing, I don't want to be getting loans and all these type of funding streams, because, sponsorships. I think that's what's needed right now.
Are you approaching people though?
Yeah, I am.
Alright. Okay, so because I don't like Koketsu's voice, ma. Okay.
You know what, I can't do this.
Okay, I wanna know, you guys have, what can I say about your businesses? They're not they are out of the box businesses in a sense. So not everyone is doing these businesses, you know. So I wanna know from you guys, what, like, government always says, Uguti, we have, what is this word?
Funding
We have funding, or we have I want a specific word. We have specific initiatives that are there, mm-hmm. that are there for mm-hmm. small businesses. Mm-hmm. I want to know from you guys, as someone who runs an events company or events management company, and someone who runs an app, which is something totally, totally, totally out of bounds. You know what I mean? Are government services offering you help or a hand in helping you guys reach as many people for you, Koketso, or you, Sipe, Ubutikse? These are events that are happening here. We can put you in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Or Koketso, these are taxi ranks that are most busy. You know what I mean? So we can put you in here and here. Cause politicians are always like, we support small businesses, look at her face. She's like, you know, but you get what I mean? They're always like, that's their go-to line. It's like, we support small businesses, but for you guys, have these services that the government says they put out, have they been, influential, or have they been beneficial for your guys' business? Anyone can go.
You know what? I think, or I know that government have these, you know, events or plans that they do have for the youth and stuff. The information is out there, but it's more of the delivery to the actual people. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Because yes, there are places like NYDA, CETA, CIFA, CEDA, there's a lot of things. Do you get what I mean? But to actually make sure that the people that are getting these plans or these the funding or the sponsorship are the right people, you know, it's missing. I think it's missing there. Do you get what I mean?
Okay.
Because I think a lot of business, a lot of entrepreneurs, especially the young ones, every time when you start a business, you do go to NYDA, you do go to CETA, you do go to CIFA to, you know, to get whatever that you get, even if it's an information, it's an accreditation, it's a funding or a loan or whatever that may be.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you get there, you just feel like, you know, you have to wait. There's no you have to come back. Oh no, you went to the wrong office. A lot of us, not that we don't have patience, but you just feel like also the information that we get when we get to these places is just not really encouraging us. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have not seen or I have not been in an office whereby they actually make sure you get, say, for instance, I email government now or I try call a government office.
Yeah.
And they pick up the phone, they refer you to the next person and everything goes accordingly and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So for me, it's more of, yes, they are available, but getting to the actual thing or funding or information that you actually need that's going to help you with the business, within your business, it's a challenge. You know, you need to have a lot of time on your hands. You need to have a lot of petrol to go back and forth. And it's really a lot. I mean, obviously, with our government and the service delivery, I can't say, oh, yeah, well, you just call them and this is what happens and stuff. So... there is information, but getting it, I think he'll probably have a different idea or different.
I've faced the same problem, really. I would say also, I've realized how the government, as much as they would say that they're supportive, I feel like they always want something out of whatever it is that you're busy with. I mean, if somebody's gonna say, okay, I'm gonna help you out, tell me what you're going to do and what you're going to get out of it. Don't make it a mystery type thing. You know?
Okay.
Like, be clear about it. Like, okay, no, I'll help you push this thing, but know that I want a piece of it as well. Don't say, no, I'll help you. Just speak to this person. And then when I speak to that person, they refer me to somebody else. And then that person is not available and I need to call again after a couple of weeks.
So basically, please.
Yeah,
I
shall not confirm, not deny.
Not deny.
But,
Okay, yeah, I'm not trying to put you in a position.
They put it out there that yeah. no, if you need help, we're looking for young entrepreneurs. If you want to do this, go to this department. You will get the help you need. Here's a success story. Like you get encouraged by that, but then when you actually go through with it, it's a different situation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So in terms of service delivery, so basically what both of you guys are saying is that there needs to be improvement in terms of service delivery. When you get to these offices, it has to be a case of what is advertised has to be what it is that I get. Is that what you guys are saying? Or am I getting the wrong end of the stick here?
You know what? I just feel like the youth should just do things for themselves. Do you get what I mean? I think we can all just get up and start getting things done for ourselves. Just like what we do when we hosting parties and entertainments and make all these dope-ish, you know, happen and stuff.
Dope-ish.
I think, yeah, that's really what we have to do, because also the government won't understand what is an app or what is, okay, yeah, you're doing, you know, it's events, but you need to understand when you talk about events, people think decor, catering. Ooh. I don't even do those things,
like,
you know.
I like how you went there, because that's exactly
I don't even do those. Yeah. So, you know, they won't really understand what what service that you talking about. But him, he's going to understand. You can also understand. So I feel like if we basically start up like what we're doing now and just go to the government, maybe a year later, 3 years later, to say, you know what, I've been doing this, and you know, so what can you now help me with? Do you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I feel like we've been working for companies, we've been doing our own things, we went to school, we graduates and all of that stuff. So I don't think there's anything that's pretty much really stopping us. Yes, there's no money, there's no funding, but still things can be done without, you know.
I like that.
Things,
yeah. So. I love that. Yeah. Okay. So this is like the ending. I wanna know, Guti, like for let's say someone who's on the side, or someone who feels like they have a product or a service in their minds that they feel like they can make them millions or whatever. They wanna be entrepreneurs. You know what I mean? So it's like I have an idea in my mind. But now I'm scared, Woody. What if I try and do this thing and it fails? What is the hood or ikas bazutin when I fail? They're going to be like, valuable pap, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So it's like, what I want to know from you guys as young people who are out here doing this thing, and you are making your dreams become a reality in a sense, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, Woody, what words of encouragism encouragism that you can give to people who are in the streets, who have an idea, who know, Woody, if I do this, but they just have doubts and whatever and whatever and whatever, whatever. Or there's people in their circle who are just like, nah, you can't do this or whatever. What is it that you guys can give to these people? Or what words of encouragement that you guys can give to these people?
I'd say the important thing is to know why you're doing it.
Yeah.
If you're going to come up with an idea to do something and you're going to let somebody else shut you down, then you don't know why you're doing it in the first place.
Yeah.
You know? I knew why I wanted to start Taxi Cabacé. I knew I wanted to help people. So for the fact that now somebody is now telling you, no, you can't do it, then it kills the whole idea. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you need to also get out of that mentality of, no, you know, some of us just don't want to be business owners. We just don't want to be entrepreneurs. We just want to work. And everybody is a business owner. You yourself are a business.
True.
You know, I've said this before. You yourself are a business. For the fact that you want to go work, you are still providing a service for somebody in return for remuneration.
True.
So you are a business owner.
Yep.
So it's about how far you want to take your business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you need to just get out of that mentality and just, you know, do what you got to do. Because,
that
passion that you need to have as well.
okay,
go about doing what you want
to
do.
So it's basically you just need to dial what you must.
Yeah, about like those people, you're probably not gonna know them 20 years from now as well, you know.
Yeah,
you just gotta just do what you have to do, man.
Right, okay.
Know why you're doing it. That's the important thing. Know why you want to do it. For the fact that the idea even came up into your head.
Yeah.
Why was
that
it?
That means you are capable.
Yeah.
Alright, alright. And when are you, Mama?
I think the best thing you can do is actually start reading. Do you get what I mean? I feel like...
you need to start?
Reading.
Yeah.
If you're scared of failing, if you're scared of, you know, what's going to happen, I mean... You're going to fail, obviously. You know, you're going to have a lot of obstacles and all of that stuff. So I think what you pretty much have to do is, you know, get started.
Yeah.
Do what you believe in. If you fail, that's good. That's actually better than someone that didn't even try anything.
Yeah.
And I mean, we cannot be living in a world or in a community where you feel like, oh, what is this person going to say? What is this? Because you know why you're doing this, you know, this whole thing that you're doing. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, we're way smarter, honestly. We are the new generation. We are the kids of whatever that is. I'm not trying to be cheesy, but, obviously you just need to get started, get your things together and see what happens. Do you get what I mean? Because the minute you start, there's a lot of things that you're going to realize, not even about the business that you're trying to start, but about yourself. And if it doesn't really work out the way that you wanted, maybe it's opening another door for something else.
So basically, you know? You just need to do and not
go for it.
And not worry about what the other person thinks or what the other person is saying.
True.
Okay, I like that. I like that. True. Okay. Okay, guys, thank you very much for coming through. Yo, like, I feel like we had like such an important like conversation that people need to hear. And from the youth, I honestly like the fact that we are all young in this space and we are having these type of conversations, because the thing with us young people, man, is that we always have these like conversations that lead to nowhere, basically.
True, true.
You know what I mean? Siyachutana too much, you know. It's like asambe siyophuzupiya, asambe siyobhemizola, asambe, you know what I mean? We don't really have specific convos where we just like, okay, me, I have such and such a dream, and this is what I feel like, and we can actually listen to each other in terms of what we have in our minds and actually uplift one another. You know what I mean? And that's why I like, that's what I like about this specific podcast. You know what I mean? Because it's young people that are talking to young people about what young people are facing. Yeah. You know what I mean? In terms of, it doesn't matter where you are, whether you are in the streets or whether you're in the office, but at the same time, you facing exactly what I'm facing because we're in the same, you know what I mean? So that's what I like about this. So I just want to thank you guys for coming through and just like letting me into your guys' minds and what you guys think. I hope Woody, to whoever's listening right now, it can actually spark something. You know what I mean? I hope for, and like, I'm being honest to God about this. Like, I hope with what we just talked about right now can spark something in someone's mind. Someone who even feels like, yo, me, I'm not worthy, or I can't do such and such and such. You know what I mean? I hope with this, like, reaches someone who needs to hear what we just spoke about right now. You know what I mean? I hope you guys liked what we were talking about. Okay, one last thing, guys. Please, plug yourselves right now. Where can people reach you guys?
Yes.
In terms of whoever wants to reach you guys who's listening, where can they reach you guys?
Ilosi Events Management. It is on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or you can go on our website. It's www.ilosievents.co.za. And all the information will be there, my email address and office number and cell phone number and everything. So it's Ilosi Events, Ilosi Events, yes.
As I log into Ilosi Events, my brother.
All right, so it's Taxicab SA on Facebook, at Taxicab SA on Twitter, at Taxicab _ SA on Insta, and it's www.taxicabsa.co.za. Email address taxicabza@gmail.com to communicate via
Taxicab
ZA. That's the only place with ZA because somebody already, you know, uses ZA.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, no. No, again, thank you guys very much. This was Tetanate on Sebenza Live, the only podcast that is out here for the youth, the only podcast that is has swag, the only podcast for the kids, the only podcast with the, yeah.